This is an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast by Magic, M-A-J-I-C, on the topic Spike, the Oklahoma suicide bomber. I think we need to clear some things up because this just doesn't seem to be going well. The level of misunderstanding going on here is almost comical. I feel like Tim the Enchanter and Monty Python and the Holy Grail warning about the Beast of Cadbannog. He's got huge shot. He can leap about. Look at the bones. I'm convinced that the national media in the United States is spiking the story of Joel Henrichs, who, according to the official story, committed suicide with a bomb. That's what the officials are telling us. I'm calling him a suicide bomber because he committed suicide with a bomb. I think that's reasonable. I'm skeptical of the official story, in particular the claims that were made by President Boren that don't square with his own story. He couldn't have known the motives of Joel Henrichs short of being a mind reader or concluding an investigation, yet he claimed to know. That makes me skeptical. He also claimed that the people in the stadium were never in danger, but based on what he knew, based upon what he said, I can't believe that's true. So yeah, I'm skeptical of the official story, and in particular, I'm skeptical of what President Boren has been saying. That's why I called him a liar, because I thought he was lying. I retracted that because I don't have proof. I urge my fellow members to look into the story and draw their own conclusions. What is wrong with that? I'm not trying to promote a specific theory regarding what really happened with Joel Henrichs. I would prefer that my fellow members decide for themselves based on the evidence, and I advise my fellow members to wait for a clearer and more reliable set of evidence before coming to any conclusions in this case. I also urge my fellow members to investigate my claim that the story is being spiked. Now, that's a different deal. I'm telling you the story is being spiked. I'm confident of that. I wouldn't be saying it if I wasn't confident. And the reason I'm confident is because I'm watching the coverage. I'm seeing almost nothing from the national sources and a whole bunch of stuff coming out from the local sources. And I'm not seeing evidence that the national sources have any interest in investigating the story. That bothers me. It makes me suspicious, and that's why I'm latched onto this case. And I'm not letting go. I hope that's clear. I'm not letting go of this story. I mean, what's going to either happen is this is going to come to national attention, and then the whole question of why this story was spiked is going to come up, or the story is going to be successfully buried, and once the news stops coming out, and it, at some point I suppose it will, then all we've got is what we already have. You know, this is extremely important in a situation where we rely on news reporters like this. For them to shut down on us really bothers me. And it's not just a case of, you know, I don't think that's professional. And again, I don't know. Maybe they've got a good reason. If they do, I want to know why. I'm not necessarily saying, you know, even if they've got a good reason, though, they're basically, whatever the reason is, they're not telling us stuff. They're keeping stuff from us. They are deliberately keeping us in the dark. And when the government does that, I have a problem with it. When the press does it, I become absolutely concerned. I become livid, because that's what the press is supposed to help us prevent, is the government being able to control what we know. And this may not be what's going on here, but who else has this kind of authority? Who else has this kind of power to shut down the national news like this? And that's what I'm seeing going on. And yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but you know what? This isn't just walking and quacking like a duck. There's feathers all over the place. There's droppings. There are eggs. You know, this is a duck, all right? And it's doing all the things a duck does. This is a spiked story, and it's being spiked for a reason, and I don't know what the reason is. I don't even have a good idea what the reason is. I can speculate, and I'll almost certainly be wrong. There's a lot of reasons I can think of why they're spiking the story, and I don't know why they're doing it. Maybe each outlet has a different reason. I don't know. Maybe skeptics write, and they've looked into it, and they just don't see a story here. But I find that very hard to believe based on what's coming out. So I'm just saying, look into this. I'm not even telling you what you should conclude. I'm saying the story spiked. I'm telling you that it would be a good idea to look into this and see if you agree. And I'm also telling you there's more about the story than the national press is saying. And I'm saying, look into that too, and compare and contrast, and decide for yourself. I don't want to push a specific theory about this case. The only thing I'm pushing here is my conviction that this story is being spiked. And that's based upon, I'm a witness to this. I'm watching this stuff go on. I mean, hey, what does this take? So, and to back this up, I have posted to the thread some searches that I've done. And maybe I did the searches wrong. I just searched for the words Joel Henricks, and I searched for them on abcnews.com, cnn.com, drudgereport.com, foxnews.com, msnbc.com, and usatoday.com, okay, using their own search engines that they have, that they make available at the site. And I posted the links to those. Members can check those links and make sure that the search terms that I've entered are correct, and make sure that the search is legitimate. And if you can find something on the site about this story that doesn't include the word Joel Henricks, or if there's something wrong with my search, and there's more information on the mainstream sources, please make the, please give me some links. Point this out. Share this information with your fellow members, because it's important that we know. And look at what I'm turning up in these searches. ABCnews.com. This is a search for Joel Henricks, and not even with in quotes, just the word Joel and the word Henricks in the same story. Two items on ABCnews.com. Oh, and let's take a look. Let's take a look at what those items are. Here's the headlines for those items. ABC News, cops, student tried to buy bomb ingredient. Good. Okay, there's a story that at least tells us that the student tried to buy fertilizer. The other story on ABCnews.com. Father, Oklahoma U bomber, not political. And that's it. The rest of the stuff on that search page is from Yahoo, and it's not from ABC News. So there's two articles, according to their own search engine, on ABCnews.com. Two on this story. You go to CNN.com. Two articles. Dad, Oklahoma student bomber wasn't politically motivated. And then student identified in blast outside game. And that's all that's coming up in their search. Maybe they haven't indexed their search engines recently. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. I'm just not finding a lot of stuff. Drudge Report, according to them, this search feature searches their entire archive. And Drudge had carried pictures of this guy. Search for Joel Henricks on the Drudge archive. See what you find. I found nothing. Look for Joel Henricks on Fox News. They broke this story on Saturday, all right? They actually broke this on their news programming. Based upon what I heard, I don't have a TV, but that's what they're saying on Free Republic, that they saw it on Fox first. Two items on Fox. College suicide bomber tried to buy fertilizer. Student identified in Oklahoma explosion. And that's it on Fox. MSNBC, six results. This is the leader. They have more than the other four combined that I've looked at right now. Wasson graduate died in likely suicide at OU. Officials say college student who blew himself up had problems. Family says explosion death may have been an accident, not suicide. Man blows himself up at University of Oklahoma. That's what these articles are about. They don't actually tell you any of the other details. And that's what I'm saying. These details are being spiked. USAtoday.com, they broke this story too. I can't even find Joel Henricks on their website. If someone can, please do and show me where I went wrong. I put the links out there. You can look at what I used, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. So I'm providing evidence to substantiate my claims, all right? And I think that I'm being reasonable in this story. I think that I'm making it eminently clear that I could be wrong about any of this. I'm not trying to push an agenda. Why the attacks on me? I really would like to know. Val, I know for a fact it was wrong for me to call President Boren a liar, and the reason I know why is because it hurts to be called one. I'm reporting this honestly. Yes, I can make mistakes, and I make plenty of them, and maybe I'm making a whole bunch of them here, but I'm not lying, okay? Let's get that straight. And if you've got proof I'm lying, please present it and present it publicly, and I'll be happy to address it. I really, you know, hey, I'm not perfect, but I really try to be honest, and when I try, you know. Am I getting bent out of shape about all this? Hell yeah. Why? Well, we know how unusual it is. You know, I tend to keep to myself and I don't say much. You know, I'm kind of a quiet guy that just lurks, right? So this is totally out of character for me to be actually going nuts on a story. But think about it. How often do I get this bent out of shape about a story? I mean, if you find some examples, let's take a walk down memory lane. I don't get this excited about stories all that often. So, yeah, okay, maybe I'm just bipolar and I'm manic about the story or something, but I'm telling you, there's something to this. There's something important going on here. All my warning bells are going off on this, and that's not a common thing for me. I'm not a histrionic person. And, you know, we can disagree on this, and that's fine. I really don't mind. In fact, I think it's healthy if we disagree specifically on some of the details of the stories. That's good. That keeps us honest. It helps us make sure we check our facts, make sure that we're doing this right. But it really bothers me when members start pointing fingers at each other instead of at our opinions. You know, where I'm wrong, just tell me. I'll look into it. And if I find out I was wrong, I'll admit to it. I don't have a problem with that. Obviously. I'm just saying, let's not get personal. Let's get professional, and let's do this right. The truth is out there. To find it, we need to look for it. To look for it, we have to know it exists. And that's what my complaint is with the stories. People are being kept in the dark, and that bothers me. I want to know why. I want to know why this story is being spiked. I don't right now. I don't even have a good theory. I really honestly don't know why this story is being spiked. I also want to know the truth about what happened outside the University of Oklahoma Stadium on October 1st. The absence of truth is not satisfying. So my fellow members, my friends, I'm trying to be as level-headed as I can, and I realize, okay, you know, Val mentions hyperbole. Yeah, I'm a little prone to hyperbole, but I try and, you know, keep it inside the realms of reality here. All I'm saying is, let's look into this. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced the story is spiked, and I am suspicious about the official story. So, you know, if you think I'm wrong, show me where, and I'll be very grateful if and when you do. Anyway, this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, hopefully clearing up some of this. Again, I'm a little surprised about some of the reactions to this story. You know, if you've got specific criticism, I'm quite open to it. But and I imagine one of them is that my podcasts are too long. So I'll try and cut this one short now. And, you know, I'll keep you posted as I find out more. I'm going to try and go on vacation here. And I would hope that when I come back, this story hasn't just disappeared and been forgotten. That's what I'm worried about. If you want to know what scares me is that this story may just disappear and then we'll never know. And that wouldn't be the first time it's happened. Anyway, this is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, urging my fellow members, be nice, be honest, be skeptical, and keep digging. Take care, friends.